March 23, Exodus 7 to 11. Who is the Lord? Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7. Pharaoh sowed obstinacy, and he reaped obstinacy. He himself put this seed into the soil. There was no more need for God by some new power to interfere with its growth than there is for him to interfere with the growth of a grain of corn. All that is required is that a seed shall be left to germinate and spring up to bring forth fruit after its kind. The harvest reveals the kind of seed that has been sown. Pharaoh saw the mighty working of the Spirit of God. He saw the miracles which the Lord performed by his servant, but he refused obedience to God's command. The rebellious king had proudly inquired, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go?" Exodus 5:2. And as the judgments of God fell more and more heavily upon him, he persisted in stubborn resistance. By rejecting light from heaven, he became hard and unimpressible. The providence of God was revealing his power, and these manifestations, unacknowledged, were the means of hardening Pharaoh's heart against greater light. Those who exalt their own ideas above the plainly specified will of God are saying, as did Pharaoh, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice?" Every rejection of light hardens the heart and darkens the understanding, and thus men find it more and more difficult to distinguish between right and wrong, and they become bolder in resisting the will of God. He who has once yielded to temptation will yield more readily the second time. Every repetition of the sin lessens his power of resistance, blinds his eyes, and stifles conviction. Every seed of indulgence sown will bear fruit. God worked no miracle to prevent the harvest. He who manifests an infidel hardihood, a stolid indifference to divine truth, is but reaping the harvest of that which he has himself sown. It is thus that multitudes come to listen with stoical indifference to the truths that once stirred their very soul. They sowed neglect and resistance to the truth, and such is the harvest which they reap.